News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, we've been talking about something else all morning, Ciara, and that is dynamic pricing. This is in the wake, of course, of the Oasis sale of tickets. We're going to be talking to Senator Timmy Dooley in a moment, who wants to bring in measures to prevent that. You're kind of unsympathetic to those
who
fork out big
money. I am. I've thought about it. And by the way, I know it's an awful lot of money. I absolutely know that. And I know loads of people would love to see Oasis, but seeing Oasis, it's not a necessity. It's a luxury. And here's the bottom line. Wealthy, because you'd have to be fairly wealthy. I wouldn't have paid 500 quid for the tickets. I would have thought it was too dear. Wealthy fools and their money. It's not up to government. It's not up to politicians to come between those two things. And it's the same thing, by the way, if you're down to the last hotel room and that hotel room now costs 500 quid instead of the first, you know, when the hotel was empty, it cost 100 quid. Or flights, seats on an aeroplane, the last one's cost 500 quid instead of 100 quid. It's the exact same thing. And I don't know why we're all getting our kind of knickers in a twist about the price of Oasis tickets. Because if you never went to see them, you could just listen to them droning on Spotify for free.
Okay. On that basis, then, you would both condone and legalise ticket touting. Because it's exactly the same argument for ticket touting.
You asked me this at 7 o'clock this morning and I kind of hummed and hawed. Yes.
You are. You're in favour.
Because at
of
the
it.
End of the day,
it's all about the market.
Well, it's not that I'm all pro market, but I'm not like you don't have to buy the bloody things.
There's another argument. I don't necessarily disagree. Like the guy who set up Ticketmaster, I saw an interview with him over the weekend where he said, "Look, you know, you want to be mad to spend that kind of money on tickets." There is an argument though as to whether or not those tickets are being sold under false pretenses. So you get, for example, a mother who has promised to take her child to a gig and they go on and they queue for 2 hours
sure.
And they expect to pay X and then suddenly after 2 hours they realise the only tickets left are X to the times five. So 100 euros goes up to 500 euros and they're going, I promise Johnny, I promise Mary.
I hear you. But
and they're under huge emotional pressure.
And they are, although I'm not sure that little Johnny is who they're buying tickets for Oasis. I think it might be Johnny's dad. But here is the thing, and he might have to suck it up. But here is the thing about that. False pretenses would be that you think you're buying a ticket for 100 euros and when your credit card bill comes in, they've charged you 500 euros.
It's more than that,
it's not
Ciara.
False pretenses when you're looking at the cost in front of you and it says 500 quid and you go,
I disagree.
Add to cart.
I disagree.
Do you know what I mean?
I disagree. It is false pretenses if you're going in thinking it's 100
Except
euros.
For you know
it,
that
it'd
this
be like,
is...
It'd be like buying something in a shop and saying, and when you go up, the cash assistant says, actually, it's four times that price. Yeah, you're being told before you pay
it.
You
can always put it back on the rail.
Yeah, but there's a law that actually stops that happening. There's consumer protection that says if whatever you advertise, just let me finish this point. Whatever you advertise, the law says whatever you advertise is the price in the shop. Why isn't it the same for concert tickets?
All that is happening is that when you got there, and we know this happens, the only tickets that are left cost this. And that's how it is with flights, with hotel rooms, with now tickets.
When you go on and buy your hotel your ticket for a flight, you
know
what the price
is going
to be.
We've become so precious. When did it become a tragedy that you couldn't buy an Oasis ticket? An Oasis ticket without spending big money.
It's about consumer protection.
Oh, we should protect the consumers. You should have it for 25p. Like, you don't have to buy the bloody thing. Roll with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do we do away with consumer protection? Anyway, look, let us
know what you think. There are other forms of consumer protection.
Let us know what you think. 087-1400. 106.
And for more on this, we are joined now by Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley, who totally disagrees with me, I suspect. Good morning to you, Senator. Tell us why you want to do away with this happening in terms of ticket prices.
Good morning, Ciara. I don't regularly disagree with you, but on this one, I think I have to. It's about a consumer protection issue for me. And it's this, and it's not about Oasis, but it's about live acts and it's about events generally. And the key for me is if you advertise the price at 400 euros, that's fine. Everybody knows that's the price and people will make their choice or not. But what the band on this occasion and a number of other acts have done, they're using people's interest and access to the internet to effectively develop a secret auction. So by suggesting that somehow tickets will be on sale starting at 83 or 85 or 86 euros, they lure people into a false sense of expectation. We don't know how many, if any, tickets were sold for 86
True.
Euros. What happens then is 200, 300, maybe 400,000 people log on and they're left in queues. it's open in this dynamic pricing system not to sell any tickets for an hour, for 2 hours. And then start clicking people down along, believing you're getting closer. You're getting closer. Oh, the price has gone up now to 100, 200. So there's a term used in the States in relation to the stock market, and it's this term bait and switch. So you offer something, you bring people along with a false expectation, and then you switch right at the end, and you give them something that they hadn't expected to get, which is a ticket for 400 euros versus a ticket for 80. I think that's wrong from a consumer perspective. And I think if we're prepared to accept it for Oasis or for Taylor Swift or for any other act, how long will it be until the GAA decide to do the same for all Ireland because there's demand? Now, there's this other, and I'm not suggesting they will, but if it becomes the norm, well, then everybody will be in it. I spoke to a number of artists yesterday who were saying that the impact on the smaller venues, on the more niche operations, will be really negatively impacted. Because if somebody spends where they had expected to spend 100 on a ticket and they end up spending 400, yeah, they're happy enough.
I can see that. Yeah, you're broke. You're broke afterwards and you're not going to be spending other money. But what happens, Senator, what happens to the fact that individuals have a choice in this? They don't have to do it. And also they have a responsibility themselves about how they spend their own money. And it isn't the job of you or other politicians to get between wealthy fools and their money.
I'm not so sure about that. We do it in relation to problem gambling. We do it in relation to this sort of encouraging people to spend more than they might. I know the frenzy that goes on in a household amongst teenagers and young adults around wanting to see the next big act, et cetera, et cetera. So it does put an enormous pressure on them. And I think it has negative consequence. I have no issue with the idea of somebody charging whatever they want for an event, publish it in advance, explain the details behind it, and off you go. But this idea of luring people into this, what is really a Dutch auction.
Yeah, and I take that point, but we now know what happens. And so it's not really a secret because we now know. And we kind of knew, in fairness to Taylor Swift, she keeps getting lumped in with Oasis. She didn't do dynamic pricing. She had lots of different packages, some of which were eye-wateringly expensive, but they were VIP packets, packages.
Yeah, I can understand.
So that was a bit different. You got merch or whatever. Whereas Oasis, there'll be two people on the pitch. One will have paid 86 and one will have paid 490. And they'll be standing beside each other with no difference between what they got. The only difference was that the person who bought it on 490 got it near the end of the ticket supply.
Well, I would argue they were manipulated by a computer algorithm that was designed to shake them down, to rip them off. And I think that's wrong. And what we don't want to see is Ireland becoming a Wild West.
Well, it's not just here. We're not really the Wild West because there's now an investigation happening in the UK. Keir Starmer has intervened in the UK on the same issue. But what about the fact that, Timmy, you know, hotels also do this. Airlines also do this. This does exist. And again, I think it keeps coming back to supply and demand and the market and the fact that nobody actually has to buy these things.
No, I accept that nobody has to buy it, but there is a subtle difference between airlines and hotels on this particular event. If I get a cheap ticket to travel from Shannon Airport to Spain today and I travel late in the evening or early in the morning and I avail of a cheaper ticket, if I want to go at midday and I can afford to do it at a higher price, that's fine. I have options. I have choice. Same with the hotels. I don't actually have to stay in a hotel. I can travel a little bit.
Yeah, but there will be people on a plane. I could be sitting beside Shane Coleman on a plane and having the exact same, you know, going from A to B, and the seats are identical and all of that. And I could have paid $9.99 and he could have paid 200 quid.
But you booked earlier and you had choice. There was competition in that there are other airlines, or you can wait until tomorrow. The sad reality of it is, for a major act like Oasis or somebody else in that league, there's only going to be two concerts. They're going to be in Croke Park. It's not as if there's another venue that can host.
There may well be more concerts. Two more have been announced actually in the UK on the tour. So can I ask you before I let you go though, this new bill you're suggesting, what are you going to change and how is it going to impact on, say, what we saw at the weekend?
Well, back in 2021, legislation was brought in to outlaw the practice of selling tickets above face value. Sure. In other words, ticket touting. And the industry, including the large acts, were delighted with this. They were demanding of it. They wanted the legislature to rule out this kind of what they thought was an abuse of their product.
Well, they saw someone else was creaming off money on top of what they were getting.
They've now decided to take all the cream themselves and more. And what this bill is attempting to do is to outlaw the process of this dynamic pricing of tickets based on historical data and increased demand and reduced capacity.
So are you? Will this bill mean that bands or Ticketmaster or whoever is selling these tickets, that they will have to say there's this many tickets at 100 quid, there's this many tickets at 200 quid, there's this many tickets at 400 quid? Is that how this will go?
Reseller, exactly. The primary reseller will have to put tickets at face value on the market, and then people have a choice to whether to purchase them or not. But this Dutch auction system being facilitated by the algorithms that are used in a cyber market environment, in my view, and I think in the view of most people, needs to be addressed. Of course, there's a lot of disappointed people who didn't get a ticket in the first instance. That's a separate issue. But it's those that were lured into a false sense of expectation of getting a ticket at an affordable price versus being ripped off, in my view, and expected to pay for it.
Thank you very much for all of that this morning. That is Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley. Let us know this morning what you think.